This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Michael Deacon, better known to the world as Bug, runs a recycling and reuse business in Petaluma. So it's not all that surprising that he was confounded by his recent experience with the Dish Network satellite television company. It began when he moved and had to discontinue their service at his old address.
After canceling my contract, I was sent a couple of tiny boxes with a UPS return slip with a weight restriction of 10 pounds to ship all the equipment back.
That hardly seemed sufficient to hold the dishes and all their parts, so Deacon called the company to see if there had been a mistake.
They said, "Oh no, we just want you to return the transponders and stuff that are in the satellite dishes up on the roof." And I said, "So I'm supposed to climb up on the roof and extract these things out of the dishes and send them to you? Even though you guys put them up there, I'm responsible for taking it down." And I said, "Yes."
So he did. Then he packed up everything to send it back.
And it took a huge, like, 2 foot by 2 foot by 2 foot, oversized, overweight box, and I called up UPS to ship them back. The UPS gal said, "Well, I'm sorry, it says less than 10 pounds and it has to be a package this small, and I can't do it." So I called up Dish Network. And the first person I talked to said, "No, sir, we only take back the electronics. We don't take the dishes back." And I said, "Well, what am I supposed to do with the dishes?" And she said, "Well, just throw them out."
To verify all this, KRCB attempted to contact Dish Network. But instead of a company official who could address their policies, we could only reach a customer service representative.
The customer may have an option to dispose the dish.
Zach, that was all the name he would provide, was a supervisor in the Dish Network phone room in the Philippines. He also suggested that the disconnected satellite dish be left behind for the next occupants.
Because if there is another family that will be staying in that new household, we may use the dish if it's still good.
And if they don't want to use it,
they may dispose it. They may throw that to the garbage.
Back to Bug.
At which point I'm going, "My God, dear, haven't you heard? We recycle things on this planet." She says, "Oh, well, okay, you can take them to the recycler."
And for those willing to make the effort, that is an option.
The dishes and the brackets and mounting arms are all steel. That is a recyclable material, and there's no coatings or problems that would prevent those from being recycled like any other scrap steel.
That's Dane Jasper, CEO of internet service provider Sonic.net in Santa Rosa, which has recently gotten into the satellite television business in partnership with Dish Network's rival company, DirecTV. Their policies regarding unused dishes aren't much different, Jasper admits, which has him thinking about a possible new service he could offer, dish removals.
If you're going to leave the wires and just pull down the dish, that's probably a 15-minute visit. It's not a long process.
However, Bug Deacon still thinks the whole situation needs to be rethought.
Is it more efficient to ship a brand new dish in styrofoam in a cardboard box from China, send it out to whatever site it's going to get installed, get rid of the packing materials, or in this economic age, take the dish down, hire somebody with a sponge and soap to clean it off a little, and go put it back up on some other building? No packing materials necessary.
Meanwhile, he's considering converting his old dish into a birdbath. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.